Hello once again, and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn American English. We do this by telling you interesting stories using words that are easy to understand. We also speak a little slower than normal. Today, our program is all about food. First, we ask, is it safe to eat food grown near a nuclear accident in Japan? Then we will visit a restaurant near Washington, D.C. that has food made like it was in olden times. And while you're eating, people put on a performance as if they were soldiers fighting with swords and knives. It sounds like a lot of fun. So if you're ready, let's get started. Thousands of delegates from around the world gathered recently in Northeast Japan for a United Nations conference on disaster relief. 4 years ago, the area was hit by a tsunami that caused damage to the Fukushima Nuclear Power Center. During the conference, local officials transported some of the delegates throughout Fukushima to show them how it is recovering. Officials also told the delegates that food from the area is safe. Christopher Jones Cruz reports.
Until the nuclear accident in 2011, the Fukushima area was well known and respected in Japan for the food its farmers grew and the seafood its fishermen caught. But since the disaster, many people think of Fukushima only as a place that suffers from nuclear contamination. Kazuhiro Watanabe grows strawberries. Because he uses glasshouses to grow the berries indoors, the crop is ready to eat, even in early spring. But he has had trouble selling his crop in recent seasons because he grows them in Fukushima. His farm is far away from the area's damaged nuclear power plant, but being linked to Fukushima has hurt him. He says he was in the middle of the strawberry growing season when the earthquake hit. He lost half of his customers. But Mr. Watanabe says his business is now slowly improving. He says the most recent studies show sales of produce from Fukushima are now about 70% to 80% of the sales of produce from other parts of Japan. He says people are slowly changing their mind about the safety of the area's food. At the Fukushima Agricultural Technology Center, workers put fish, chicken, and vegetables in radiation detectors made in the United States. All food from the area is tested for radiation. Officials say Japanese safety standards are 10 times stricter for levels of radioactive cesium than American or European standards. Katsumi Komaki is the manager of the technology center. He says the center has cooperated with such organizations as the International Atomic Energy Agency to learn how much radioactivity there is in rice and other food from the area. The delegates also visited a factory where workers make more than 3,000 school meals a day. Atsuko Kano is the spokesperson for the factory. She says the meals are tested for radiation. She says the factory puts the results of the radiation testing on the Fukushima City website. And she says every parent is given information about what is in the lunches. Officials in Fukushima are working hard to help the community return to normal. One of them is Mayumi Suzuki, who led the delegates through the area.
The image of Fukushima is not really good in the world. But this is my dream that I want to tell all the people what's really happening in Fukushima, and that's why I'm organizing such tour.
Independent monitoring from environmental groups has shown that some areas of the city have high radiation levels. But there has been no evidence that there is radiation in the area's crops and fish. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. European martial arts, unlike popular Asian martial arts, are not widely practiced and are unknown to most people. But a restaurant near Washington is the center of an effort to make the ancient fighting skill more popular. The restaurant combines a show of visual, culinary, and martial arts to bring medieval history to life. Suits of armor, sharp swords, and shields can be seen at the European Martial Arts Academy, or EMAA. The school is in Alexandria, Virginia. Grandmaster Thomas Booth is the owner of EMAA. He is introducing the martial arts to his new students. European fighters used these defense methods more than 700 years ago. In Thomas Booth's academy, students in the beginner class use plastic swords to learn. The students do not need to wear suits of armor. Mr. Booth corrects their fighting form and tells them about the history of sword play. Ashley Mills is a student at EMAA. She attends the class with her friend, Belle Bredehoft.
This is our second day here. It's been a lot of fun. It's been sort of something different.
Belle Bredehoft used to study the Korean martial art, Taekwondo.
The basic footwork and stuff is the same. It's just one, you're using your fist, and here I have a sword.
Okay.
The European Martial Arts Academy says it teaches the martial arts technique and discipline to make students confident. Thomas Booth also operates a restaurant in Old Town Alexandria. The restaurant gives students an opportunity to show what they have learned to the crowd eating and drinking there. Mr. Booth calls his students knights. Knight Albert and Knight Conan are two of the best. The two are wearing suits of armor for their sword duel. Albert moves smoothly and scores twice. Observers close to the action move back a little. Of course, the sword fighting is just a friendly competition. No blood is spilled. Restaurant visitors become the judges. Tammy and Chark have visited 5 times.
It's exciting. It's scary to hear the swords clank, you know, against each other because they're not taking it easy on each other. They're making noise, and we're loving it.
There's literally sparks flying off the swords when they're fighting. It's awesome.
Thomas Booth designed his restaurant to represent medieval times. Every weekend there is a dinner and show called Medieval Madness. Visitors can order food known to be loved by King Henry V of England. And the servers, along with the owner, put on a medieval-themed play. Mr. Booth combines all these elements to create an unusual event.
So what we've done is take a look at the culinary arts, the visual arts, the martial arts, the winemaking arts, the brewing arts,